AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. King Charles accompanied his late mother, Queen Elizabeth's coffin, on a procession through the historic heart of Edinburgh, Scotland, headed to St. Giles Cathedral for a service of prayer and reflection. Here's the AP's Charles de la Desma.
Tens of thousands of people line the ancient streets as the procession goes solemnly by. The late Queen's coffin will lie for 24 hours in the cathedral to allow the public a chance to pay their last respects. Charles flew to Scotland after earlier receiving condolences at Parliament, telling lawmakers he would follow his late mother's example of selfless duty. The government, meanwhile, has announced the nation will observe a minute of silence on Sunday, the evening before the Queen's funeral. The moment of reflection will take place at 1900 GMT. People are encouraged to mark the silence at home or at community events. Charles de la Desma, London.
The congregation at the service sang "The Lord's My Shepherd," said to be one of the Queen's favorite hymns. President Biden is set to channel John F. Kennedy on the 60th anniversary of JFK's moonshot speech.
My commitment to defeating cancer. This is all the way back in 62, the moonshot was announced. We have a moonshot for cancer, for real. We're going to cure cancer over time. I'm going to lay out how we're going to do that.
The president's speech is at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum in Boston. Ukrainian troops reclaim more territory from Russia, pushing all the way back to the northeastern border in some places. Jeff Bezos's rocket company suffered its first launch failure. No one was on board the Blue Origin rocket, only science experiments. The rocket veered off course over West Texas about a minute after liftoff. In closing arguments in Chicago, prosecutors called R. Kelly a sexual predator who abused minors for his own sick pleasure. This is AP News. Businesses are hearing the complaints that prices are too high.
For much of the pandemic, customers of small businesses were pretty tolerant of price increases and kept on spending. Now, though, owners are seeing some pushback. But with inflation close to a 40-year high, there's not much small businesses can do, they say. 65% have raised prices to offset higher costs. That's according to a Goldman Sachs survey. 38% say they've seen a decline in customer demand because of those price increases. With consumers forced to spend more for food and gasoline, businesses that sell non-essential goods or services are especially feeling the pinch. I'm Rita Foley.
Three children were found dead in the surf off Brooklyn's Coney Island boardwalk. Police believe they may have been drowned by their mother. A relative called police, worried a woman intended to harm her children. The mother was found later nearby, barefoot and soaking wet. Ed Donahue, AP News.